Let's get out of the Northern Territory, where the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance is calling for more action from governments to make sure that out-of-date food is not on the shelves of remote area stores. The Alliance says expensive and poor quality fruit and vegetables in many community stores is affecting people's health. The visit of a South Australian chef to a community store in Arnhem Land has reignited the discussion about the quality and cost of produce in remote communities. In Darwin, Sarah Everingham reports.
A chef from South Australia is outraged and has reported seeing poor quality fruit and vegetables and products past their best before dates on the shelves of the Yirrkala store in northeast Arnhem Land. The problem of expensive, poor quality food is common in remote areas. The remote community of Nooka, 900 kilometres southeast of Darwin, is trying to change that. It says it's making sure fresh, affordable produce ends up on the shelves. The store is owned by a community corporation but managed by Outback Stores, which took over a number of community stores after the federal intervention in 2007. The community corporation that owns the store subsidises fresh food. The CEO of the corporation is William Blackley.
We have a weekly delivery of fresh fruit and vegetables and dairy products. And even during the wet season, we have that weekly delivery. Now, we have a policy where we subsidise our fruit and vegetables. In other words, we have lower profit margins, markups on fruit and veggie, which basically means that we can supply it at cost plus freight and spoilage.
But the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance of the Northern Territory, or AMSAT, says not all stores are run like that. The CEO is John Patterson.
AMSAT has from time to time heard about these similar stories from communities in regards to products being sold in their community stores.
Are you saying that the problems identified in Yirrkala are happening elsewhere from what you understand?
Generally speaking, that's our consistent feedback from communities.
Back in 2012, the problems in community stores prompted AMSAT to organise a food security conference. It never received a formal response from governments to the recommendations that came out of the conference. John Patterson is concerned the problems still exist in some areas. He's worried about the impact of the less well-managed stores on people's health.
Now, look, some communities, we've had some real conscious well-managed stores that understand the health implications that food products have on Aboriginal people, particularly with their health conditions, do the right thing and provide fresh stock. I've seen that personally myself. But there are other community stores that have private owners lessees that take out leases on these stores and communities that don't abide by these rules. And, you know, the more remote you go, the more you see these examples of expired products being sold to Aboriginal people. And we need governments to regulate and, like I say, enforce standards to ensure that these Aboriginal people in these communities are receiving a good high quality of food product.
This week in North Queensland, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott has highlighted the health problems that contribute to the poorer life expectancy of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
There's a long way to go when it comes to tackling obesity and diabetes and other lifestyle illnesses, but the people here are very conscious of the need to have a healthier lifestyle. I've been talking to people in the Torres Strait and here on Cape York about better diets and more exercise.
John Patterson from the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance wants governments to do more to make sure community stores are playing a role in those healthier lifestyles.
Look, I believe they certainly do have a leadership role here, and we're keen to engage with government around this.
The operator of the store in the Yirrkala community has told the ABC his customers are happy with his service and that the store provides a wide range of foods.
Sarah Everingham reporting.